out of the football game. Zach Ertz again, Leotis McKelvin, and Isaac Siamalo. Those three will be out for this game. Michael Kendricks will practice today, and he's good to go.
Especially for a guy like McKelvin and Ertz, does that factor in your decision?
A little bit, it does. The fact that we can, if we can get through, obviously one more ball game and get a lot of guys rested and healthy, especially those two. Our bye week kind of hits us at a good time for those two, especially.
You have this uncertain situation coming up with Lane Johnson. How is he playing for two games?
He's been playing really well. I mean, he's a solid right tackle. It's been good to have that five together the whole time. His performances the last few games have been good, and it's helped us win both of those games.
We've asked you a lot about Kendricks' nose, but how about the quad? Is that an issue?
No, it was bothering him earlier in the week, and obviously on a shorter week, you want to give him as much rest as possible. But he was great today, coming in the building and just get him out there today. Obviously today being a Friday, but he's good.
Could you talk about Trey Burton, just how he came in last week and filled in and did the kind of job he did?
Yeah, Trey, obviously exceptional athlete. Part of our three tight end package that we started the season with, and are coming out of training camp with, actually. And you know, he's a smart kid. Love to move him around offensively, put him in some matchup situations. You've seen him, you know, out single receiver side, and caught a big third down pass last week, and just does a nice job for us. And he's somebody that hopefully especially after the break. We get all three tight ends back. We can be kind of full steam with those three guys. But he's done a good job here in the first part of the season.
When Carson spoke about the hits he's taking, he didn't sound concerned about the ones in the pocket. He said he needs to be in there and throwing balls more when he moves. Is that the way you look at it, too?
Listen, yeah, quarterback's going to get hit in the pocket. I mean, that's just without saying. That's part of it. It's the ones where he's scrambling. You know, the ones that we kind of. Coach him up on the sideline. You know, those are the ones where he has to really protect himself, the slides and then either the throwaways or get out of bounds, yeah.
Through the first two games, who surprised you the most on your offense?
Well, Carson, obviously, you know, but for being a rookie quarterback, you know, in the National Football League with everything that comes with that, being able to handle the media during the week, all the peripheral stuff that he's been able to handle and kind of put behind him and then focus on football. He's done a good job there and then playing at a high level. Then too, I look at what our tight ends have done. I look at Brent Celek and he's playing special teams. He's taking the bulk of the offensive reps for an older guy that is just so reliable. He's done a nice job and another one that's sort of come along too that would like to get a few more touches, you know, each week is DGB. You know, he's a big, tall, physical kid that can run exceptionally well, and would love to be able to, as we go, get you know, him the ball a little bit more.
How's Cooper
playing on the outside compared to the slot? Playing good. You know, obviously the bulk of his stuff has come from inside, where I think is his, you know, his strength. But at times we get an opportunity to put him out there and let him showcase his talent. But again, his work is going to come from the slot and being in the middle of, say, a trips formation.
How's he be coming along in terms of his grasping the playbook of the offense and everything?
He's coming along really well. He we're giving him a little bit more each week. He's understanding things a little bit better and processing the information better. And again, this is something as we go forward, would love to, you know, obviously get him a little more involved and from a standpoint of getting more targets thrown in his direction.
Treggs has been back practicing for a couple of weeks now. Is there any plan to get him active on game days?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to keep him, you know, keep the five receivers up, you know, just based on what you need. Defense, special teams, and all that. But he's shown flashes of his speed in practice and doing a nice job there. So, you know, and again, with him too, much like DGB, it's how well he can process and how much he knows of the system in order for him to one, be active, and two, get a chance to play.
Calvin out, is the plan kind of the same, like have Brooks start on the outside and bring in Mills
Yeah, it'd be the exact same plan, yeah.
Are you thinking when you come back from the bye that Ertz will be ready to go?
I am. I'm prepared for him and Leo both to be ready to go after the break. And hopefully a lot of other guys, too, will take the time to get, number one, rested, coming off a long preseason and then the first three games of the regular season like we have. And hope to be full strength on that Monday.
Monday, you're going to practice them on that Monday. Is that already decided? Or
I'll treat it just like I did the first week of the regular season with them and bring them back and get a little workout in on that Monday of the Detroit week.
With Ertz, you said that the rib was displaced like 7 millimeters. Has it been moving back? Is it on its...
It's tightening itself up. He's been able to get in the weight room and lift and do some strength and conditioning stuff with the guys. And he's been out on the field running. So, yeah, it's really progressing well, that injury. Yeah, we went into the first regular season game with Josh Huff as the third, and then last week it was Trey Burton as the third. So, that's kind of the plan as we go forward.
Two more guys.
When you're working opposite a prolific offense like the Steelers are, how does that influence what you do from a gameplay?
The thing is, around the National Football League, you never want a team to dictate to you, one way or the other, what's going to happen. We just have to do our jobs. We have to put our guys in the best position possible. We've got to do a better job in the third down area offensively. We haven't, I think we're 8 for 30, something like that. It's like 26%. We got to be a little better on third down. So we just have to focus on our job, and we understand the power and the weapons they have on offense, but we can't focus on that. Again, we just we focus on what we do and get our guys ready to play.
How do you expect Ertz and McKelvin to be back after the bye? Do you include Isaac in that too? And if he is ready, does he have a chance to start at that left guard spot?
We expect Isaac back as well. With him missing these last couple of weeks, going forward, it would probably be Wiz moving to that spot if something happens, and we got to go back to our training camp structure that we did those week two and three in training camp. But yeah, expect Isaac back. All right.